This is Radio Superior 1957. Production of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, Tim Michaels rocking your world. It's a rocking Saturday night, October 5th, 1957. Dennis Anderson has the 6 o'clock news. Cover your heads. Look out below. His top story will blow your lid.
Nice news tease.
All the girls say I'm a tease. Cool Cal has the sports, and we have the choir boy with news from churches.
A choir boy on this show?
Why not?
Besides suggestive rock and roll lyrics and the colonel blurting something out about commies?
Denny's 6 o'clock news, sky is falling news, by the way, can be blamed on Grover's car sales. But they have a 57 Rambler, three-tone station wagon, white walls, reclining seats. Wow, perfect for the passion pit.
Another good example.
For only $24.95, Grover's, where unreasonable offers are accepted. At 5814 Grand Avenue in West Duluth, here's the DA.
The United States is charting a Soviet satellite, the first ever launched. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is Jack Bell in the nation's capital. American scientists strove today to chart the course of the first Earth satellite sent into the skies Friday by Russia. Radio signals from the man-made moon were reported picked up by government agencies. There were similar reports from Britain, Canada, and Japan, and also from observers in this country of satellite sightings. But officials at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory in Cambridge, Massachusetts, say it is not yet visible. The observatory is headquarters for a network of stations set up to track the satellites this country plans to launch. International Geophysical Year Earth Satellites Chairman Richard Porter says an approximate orbit has been computed. He says the satellite should have whizzed over Philadelphia this morning and that succeeding passes would cross the Midwest and the Pacific coast. Dr. Porter says radio signals from the satellite should be strong enough to be heard on amateur radio receivers throughout the North Atlantic states after the predicted pass over Philadelphia. The Soviet moon is broadcasting on lower frequencies. The artificial moon circles the globe every 95 minutes, 500 miles out in space at a speed of 18,000 miles an hour. From Moonwatch stations across the country come reports of the first visual sightings of the Pioneer satellite, which the Russians say is 23 inches in diameter and weighs 185 pounds. This is more than eight times as heavy as the 20-inch satellite planned by the United States. The Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory says the first sighting was reported by a station in Terre Haute, Indiana. Other sightings have been made in Columbus, Ohio, and Whittier, California. Far into the night, officials worked over all available data in the hope of estimating an orbit as soon as possible. The Defense Department, meanwhile, issued an announcement that within a few days, the Navy expects to launch the third in its Vanguard test series at Cape Canaveral, Florida. Project Vanguard is the name given to the American satellite program. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
This is Daryl Barragan in Tokyo. A Japanese scientist said today Russia failed to live up to the spirit of the IGY, the International Geophysical Year, by launching an Earth satellite without advance warning. Dr. Masaji Miyagi, chairman of the Artificial Satellite Committee, said, quote, "I am not hesitating to offer congratulations for the Russia scientists for their success, but I do regret that they failed to provide advance information to us." Observation of the artificial moon by world scientists is significant only if they can cooperate. The Soviet Union has failed to supply us with any pertinent information as to the orbit, the launching site, and other details. This is against IGY understanding. In Tokyo, this is Daryl Berrigan.
This is Stan Turner in Warsaw. A growing crowd of students swelled outside Warsaw Polytechnic School today. Police trucks filled with militiamen stood at the alert nearby. The town is quiet after two nights of street fighting and demonstrations against press censorship and rough police tactics. Heavy police detachments stood ready throughout the capital, and patrols of internal security police appeared on the streets. After Friday night's fighting, they patrolled in threes with carbines on their backs. The street battling rolled up to the doors of the Communist Party headquarters, where the Central Committee was reported in emergency session before the demonstrations were smashed. Unlike the fighting of Thursday night, which was confined around the Polytechnic School, the violence this time spread to three sections of Warsaw, and for the first time, other Poles joined the 2,000 students in their defiance of government force. The demonstrators hurled bricks and shouted, "Gestapo! Gestapo!" at a reference to Nazi secret police. They tossed back tear gas bombs thrown by police, and government forces beat the demonstrators with rubber truncheons, scattered them with tear gas and noise bombs, and finally restored order after 5 hours of fighting. The rioting began after students had met peacefully and demanded the return of Poprostu, a student newspaper banned on Wednesday. In Warsaw, this is Stan Turner.
This is Bill Cortez in Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas businessman and great financial clan member Winthrop Rockefeller says the Little Rock integration crisis has damaged the state's plan to bring in more industry. Quoting him, "It will be 6 months before we can accurately estimate the damage that has been done. There comes a time when every citizen of the state and country who believe in the American Constitution must subordinate individual feelings and the common good and the unity of the country. And that time is here now," unquote. Rockefeller believes the spirit of goodwill and moderation on the part of Arkansans is beginning to assert itself. Meanwhile, Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus, focal point of the racial dispute swirling around Little Rock Central's high school, compared himself with General Robert E. Lee, hero of the Confederacy. Quoting Faubus, "Lee was offered command of the Federal Army in 1861. He decided to remain loyal to the people of the state of Virginia. The Democratic Party of the North wanted me to go along with them on the integration issue. I will remain with the people of Arkansas," unquote. The month-long strife over Central High integration settled into a weekend calm, broken only by one incident late last night. 19-year-old Robert King, a 1956 graduate of Central High, said he was knocked down by a paratrooper's rifle butt and menaced by a bayonet during a dance at the high school field house. The Army admitted that King was pushed by a soldier's rifle and fell to the ground, but says King provoked the incident. In Little Rock, this is Bill Cortez, the Associated Press.
U.N. delegates are hopeful a meeting between Secretary of State John Foster Dulles and Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko will clear the way for action on disarmament. The Soviet proposal calls for suspension of nuclear tests subject to inspection, but before actual disarmament. The Western plan specifies suspension of nuclear tests only when agreement is reached to stop using atomic material for weapons, reduce armed forces with a comprehensive system of inspection. From an atomic test site in Nevada, scientists' plans to touch off an unprecedented evening blast were thwarted today by adverse winds. Anxious to close out the summer test series, the scientists scheduled a small shot for 5 p.m. By 3 p.m., however, it was announced that if the shot were fired, there would be an unfavorable fallout pattern at Hico, Nevada, east of the test site. The Army today issued a draft call for 7,000 men in November. This is the same number announced for October. The new call brings to 2.25 million the total number drafted or earmarked for induction since the resumption of the Selective Service in September 1950. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Grover's Auto.
Boy, does Grover's have a deal for you. No giveaways, no gimmicks. They need the room, so they simply have slash prices. You can get yourself a brand spanking new 57 Chevy wagon. Listen to this, $24.95. A 57 Rambler wagon, $24.95. A 56 Chevy for $18.95. A 56 Ford, $13.95. A 55 Chevy, $10.95. Every car listed carries a one-year, 100% warranty, good anywhere in the good old U.S. of A. No cash necessary. They'll pay off the mortgage in the car you trade in. Monthly payments tailored to fit your individual budget. That's at Grover's at 5814 Grand Avenue. Grover's, where unreasonable offers are accepted. Denny?
The state is setting up an Asian flu reporting method. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
The State Board of Health is handling this. They're setting up a statewide reporting procedure for receiving and keeping records on Asian flu reports. The new procedure will expedite reporting and aid the state in pinpointing outbreaks if they occur. Although the board says it has no official reports on Asian flu cases in Wisconsin, they do say many suspected cases are being investigated. A health board representative is in Jefferson today in connection with a reported outbreak of the flu there. Several Wisconsin communities are reporting increased school absenteeism attributed to the flu. Denny?
Thanks, Mike. Superior Local 288 Teamster Representative Donald Johnson voted for Jimmy Hoffa to head the National Truckers Union. Hoffa won by a 3-1 margin. One steel sheet piling bid was opened by the Duluth Port Authority yesterday for the proposed new port terminal. Bethlehem Steel will begin work next spring. And from Wisconsin Rapids, this story. A group of Wisconsin church women highly praise Little Rock church women who spoke out against Arkansas Governor Faubus's use of troops to block school integration. The women were praised by the Institute on Racial Problems, sponsored by the United Church Women of Wisconsin. The Institute declared, quote, "We wish to commend the Council of Church Women of Little Rock and North Little Rock for your courageous and intelligent concern and Christian leadership as demonstrated by your resolution of September 9, 1957, which deals with the most difficult situation so crucial to all of us," end quote. And that's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
See, we do churchy news. Danny Anderson, the best sheet piling bid reporter in town.
I've got a new idea to end my news.
You're going to tell everyone good night and be nasty?
No, I'm not, Tim. I was thinking of calling it So They Say. So they say there's nothing in the Constitution which says you've got to wear as much as a fig leaf. So says Ozark farmer John Minning, jailed for plowing his field, clad only in shoes.
Not to be a wet rag, you'll scare off the choir boy with cube stories like that, but I dig it, man.
So was the farmer when he was arrested. Get it?
Just plow me under. Now the rockin' forecast for this Saturday night, October 5th, 1957. Twinkly skies for the guys and dollies tonight. Sunshine for the picnic tomorrow, after you've gone to church, of course, with a high of 63. Oh, you've got my heart beating just thinking about it. Hear the heartbeats and 1,000 miles away on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
You're 1,000 miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by. Oh, my darling, dry your eyes. Daddy's coming home soon. On my knees every day, all I do is pray, baby, just for you. Hope you always want me to. Daddy's coming home soon. But no matter what the day is, I'm going to make it my business to get home soon.
Ooh, my. Live, the Heartbeats with this year's big hit, A Thousand Miles Away, on Doo-Woppin' KUWS. Hey, Joe the Engineer, nice threads there, man.
This is my official clothing I like to wear when there's a shift in the world's balance, like there was today with Sputnik, and what's with Denny's attempt at humor?
Sput what?
It's Russian for satellite. All of the scientists and engineers are calling the artificial moon Sputnik. And what's the deal with Denny?
People who view things with alarm usually alarm other people with their views.
Whenever Denny is disturbed by something such as a new tilt in the globe, he resorts to newsman's humor.
That's a contradiction in terms.
We need humor so people don't get too upset over the artificial moon.
Well, there's really nothing to get upset about. Except, of course, that it means they have the rocket power to propel said red moon over our heads and could do the same with a nuclear weapon. But the Sputnik itself is no danger whatsoever. There is no reason for alarm.
Except that nuclear-tipped intercontinental rocket they must now have to launch the Red Moon.
What this is the beginning of the space age.
Everybody is willing to listen to both sides if it's a record.
Denny's getting worse.
Boy, talk about lame. Are you all right, Denny?
One mouth and 2 years may mean that you should listen more than you talk.
Oh, he is a train wreck, so this is a job for Denny's buddy Cool Cal next, and Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Here's That'll Be the Day on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your love and your sister love, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets on Decca Records, and that'll be the day on Kickin' KUWS. Cal, you're Denny's bud. How long do these bad joke jags last?
Not long. He just needs to figure out this Sputnik thing.
Yeah, I'll do my part. Ham radio operators around the world, of which I am proud to be a part, are tracking said Sputnik. I believe I can have some new information and, pray tell, the actual sound of Sputnik in just a few minutes. Think of it, a radio transmission from outer space.
If food ever comes in pill form, then we hope it'll have to be taken after meals.
He's worse than I thought.
That's a drag in my radio show, Daddy-O.
My mission is clear. I'm off, but I shall soon return.
Now, the man who didn't let a few hockey pucks to the head stop him, Cool Cal Sabatini with all the sports.
Let's face off, fans. Being the Braves' hero in the World Series has cost Milwaukee left fielder Wes Covington sleep. I just haven't been able to stay in bed, he said Friday night. The phone kept ringing until the wee hours. And telegrams, shucks, I've gotten at least 100 so far. Covington collected 4 hits and 8 at-bats against the Yankees in the first 2 games of the series. He turned in a top-notch catch when he made his backhand stab while running away from the plate to cut off a Yankee threat in the second game won by Milwaukee. In the regular season, Covington hit .284, belted 24 home runs, and drove in 65. Veteran Braves left-hander Warren Spahn suggested there may be no returning to New York. Quoting him, "Now that the boys have the opening day butterflies out of their system, I wouldn't be surprised to see us wrap up the series right now. We're all confident we can take the next 3 right here at Milwaukee County Stadium." Yankee sensation rookie Tony Kubek is a native Milwaukeean, but he likes New York. Kubek said, "It's great to be able to play here, but I'm really happy to be with the club I am, the Yankees." Baseball-mad Milwaukeeans, many of whom had waited in long lines for hours and even days, jammed County Stadium for the first World Series game in the city's history to see the 3rd game. It's a classic in the classic with a right-handed fireball duel between a pair of Bobbies, Buell of the Braves and Turley of the Yanks. The Bronx Bombers remain a 6-5 favorite despite Milwaukee's victory at Yankee Stadium Thursday, which evens the series at 1 game apiece. The sophisticated New York Yankees snubbed Wisconsin baseball fans who turned out to greet them yesterday. But the day was saved when the chic Mrs. Casey Stengel sat down to milk a cow. The welcoming committee met first at Sturtevant, 20 miles southwest of Milwaukee, and the second time in Milwaukee. Mrs. Stengel emerged a diplomat in Sturtevant. She went into action when confronted by Rosie, a Guernsey cow owned by Adolf Kutzner. Despite high heels, a striped suit, and fur cape, she sat on the milking stool, fumbled a moment, and then told the crowd, "Someone milked this cow before I did." Then she turned over the empty bucket and added, "There's a job well done." A lady in the crowd shouted, "Let's give a big hand for a real sport." Mrs. Stengel got just that. And folks, the New York Yankees have an early lead over the Braves this afternoon. At the end of the 2nd, the Yankees lead 3-1. Tony Kubek hit a home run in the 1st inning as the Yanks took a 3-0 lead before the fireworks ended against the Braves' Bob Buell. We'll keep you posted. This is Cal Sabatini, hoping all your face-offs are friendly.
Cool, Cal kids! Now a KUWS twin spin with the killer Jerry Lee Lewis on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I'm all over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come all over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come all over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, lot of shake going on. Oh, let's go.
That's what you got.
Yeah. Now let's go one time.
Hey, baby.
This is the Jerry Lee Lewis Twin Spin.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this world is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Mmm. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you find nails and then I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I often love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're my baby, and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Great balls of fire.
Yeah, yeah, from Sun Records, the boss sounds of Jerry Lee Lewis and a whole lot of shaking going on and great balls of fire and a kickin' KUWS twin spin. Eric Rickles is the choir boy.
Get bent, man.
Cool.
You think you're cute giving me that nickname? Well, you're not, especially with that haircut.
I just got it bobbed.
Isn't that special? A badly bobbed bub.
Tough room.
A bad news church guy. Really cool.
You're not wrapped too tight, are you, fella?
Like crazy cat.
Oh, that's nice. Real nice. And so is this. An international school available to students of all nations will open on October 13th at the Blue Army International Headquarters in Fatima, Portugal. The school will be a training center for apostles of the message of Fatima. They'll combat world communism by means of prayer and sacrifice. Ask me, they should be taking target practice, too. One of the profs at the school will be the Reverend Pavel Biznetsov, a former Soviet flyer. Now he's a Catholic priest of the Byzantine Rite, a real switcheroo. October 13th was chosen because it marks the 40th anniversary of the final apparition at Fatima and the miracle of the sun. In the message of Fatima, the Blessed Virgin gave conditions for which she promised to convert the Ruskies, but predicted that if those conditions don't happen, kiss the free world goodbye and the commies will run amok fomenting wars and that several nations would be annihilated.
I feel another joke coming on.
Just the little countries. They change names all the time.
Who is this nut? You don't make cracks about this stuff.
He's our nut. He grows on you after a while.
How a while?
A while.
I'll bring cookies next time I'm here. Now, I have a neato little feature just for Timmy. The altar at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer on East 4th has the words, "This do in remembrance of me," inscribed in the altar front. The church was opened 102 years ago in 1855, but the original church building was replaced in 1891. Legend has it the first services were in a local tavern, probably helped attendance. A gold chalice and paten or small plate used for Holy Eucharist was made in New York in 1901. Beaten from gold rings, earrings, amulets, and other jewelry contributed by parishioners. Real wild. And they've got a new preacher. Pastor Reverend Alvin Cheever assumed his duties Monday. The new pastor at Concordia Lutheran Church, Dr. Joseph Simonson, will be installed at the 10:45 worship service tomorrow, and a reception will be given at 3 p.m. in the church's fellowship hall.
You know, I think that dude dropped the flag at the drag races last month before the county fuzz-busted it up.
You don't say.
No lie. He was recruiting youngsters.
Just hang on. I'm almost done, Timmy boy. Great Northern brakeman James Young of Duluth made a name for himself on the $64,000 question some time ago. He can't seem to get the TV quiz bee out of his system. He got the attention of many Twin Ports friends on the morning TV show Tic Tac Doe on Thursday when he reached $700 and then up to $1,800 Friday. Then the genius blew it. The question was, who made the song What Will Be popular? Young said, K-Star, what a dope. Everybody knows it's Doris Day.
That's not a church item.
What are you, the church news police?
We've got to have this guy back. Eric Rickles, Cats and Kittens.
It was kind of fun, even though you are a nut.
It's because I am a nut, man, dig? Engineer Joe promised to let us hear Sputnik talk to us next.
That red moon might be just what the Blessed Virgin was talking about, hear me?
Oh, all I hear now is Chuck Berry. From the cream of the crop, from the top of the pots, from the stack at the back of the wax, here's Chucky and Roll Over Beethoven on Kickin' KUWS and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a-singing the blues. I roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over, Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven. 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 Dig to the rhythm and blues.
From Chess Records, that's Chuck Berry and Roll Over Beethoven. Blame that hot wax on his sister Lucy, who hogged the piano when they were kids. She was playing classical tunes while brother Chuck wanted to get down in the ivories with some hot licks. And Chuck Berry just got off a gig with Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Show with Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers.
Think you'll ever get an invite from Moondog to be on his rock and roll show?
Oh, Natch, he's just waiting to find a date when both Elvis and I can make it. My dance card's almost always full.
So they say a king can do no wrong unless someone holds an ace.
Oh, that was bad.
Something's not right with that boy.
Humor is important in times like these. Here's one. Lots of stenographers halt dictation because they're spellbound.
Oh. I need a frying pan to pound in my head.
Or a popular person is one who enjoys being bored.
Pass me the frying pan.
Enough! There is no crisis with Sputnik. I'll explain.
Better hurry. Tim's going for the frying pan, and Denny's lips are about to move.
Here are some pertinent facts about the Russian Earth satellite. It's 23 inches in diameter and weighs 185 pounds. Now, that is considerably larger, 9 times, than the satellite being prepared for launch by the United States. Even so, it is not, repeat, not a danger. There is no need to fear said Russian orb. It cannot carry a weapon. This red moon is presumably round with antennae more than 500 miles above the planet and can circle the Earth once every hour, 36 minutes and 2 seconds. We engineers are nothing if we aren't exact.
But they've beaten us into space.
Yeah, that's true, my good friend. But This is only but the beginning of what will be a long, inventive, and sometimes dangerous effort as mankind untethers himself from the umbilical cord that is Mother Earth to explore nether regions of our universe. We will learn and perhaps meet new life, not unlike our own, as we establish a brotherhood of the stars.
Wow, that's almost comforting.
Now, let me cue up the sound recording that my Earthbound Brotherhood, ham radio operators, have managed to capture as Sputnik flew overhead. Just take a minute here. Doggone flimsy tape. Listening to Tim Michaels yammer on about Chuck Berry. It's our first transmission from outer space.
That's some kind of code. Some secret commie code.
Nope. Just beeps. Pretty cool, eh?
You are good, Joey. You are good. And one last time to update the Braves Yanks game.
The bad guys are leading our Braves. Henry Aaron just bombed a two-run home run with Johnny Logan on base to make it Yanks 7. Good guys, 3. How you doing, Denny?
The Braves are losing? It takes elephants 40 years to grow up, while it takes some men 100 years.
Oh, no. Time to cut out, cats and kittens. We will be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and we can't find a frying pan. For Denny Anderson and the gang, this is Tim Michaels, rocking your world.
Three's company, and two is often an argument.
That is so awful.
Newsman's humor.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1957, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Don Hansen, Paul Guggenheimer, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1957 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.